Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I am Captain Kevin Favor, sitting with Captain Scott Shank. And news gets better and better.
Woo!
News gets better and better.
Tell me.
Yep.
5-6 hours is... It all can change.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been a rough stretch, and it's not over by no means. That's not what I'm saying. But at least it sounds like we're going to get the beaches back open.
It sounds like it.
You know, which is way cool. Simply for the fact that running down the beach, you know, the last couple of weeks and not seeing anybody on the beach.
Isn't that crazy?
It's an eerie sight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very strange.
Yep.
You know, people haven't been able to get out and surf fish, and this is the time of year to surf fish.
They're getting ready to pass us by.
So news is, it's getting better, buddy. It's getting better.
But it comes with restrictions.
No, it does. It does. Absolutely. Okay. You need to know the restrictions. You're right.
They're going to do the mornings from 6 to 11.
Okay.
And then again from 5 to 8 at night. And it's only for essential activities, which is considered walking your pet, fishing.
Jogging, biking, walking
is, you know, I mean, anything that has to do with exercise, they better not catch you down there with a lawn chair and a book or you're going to get run off.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
Right, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. But at least we have that.
Hey, take it for what it's worth right now, guys. Just take it and be good with it.
Yeah.
It'll all get better.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean, coming from last night, still listening to different forecasts and stuff like that, and there was no talk of this, and all of a sudden President's on now saying, hey, we're starting to release this, we're gonna try to get some of Americans back to work. It's gonna be a slow process.
I'm ready,
but let's go. Yeah.
I'm ready.
No, good. Gosh,
you know, the
talk about watching fish swim by. It just ticks me off every day.
Yeah, I know, but
just because it's so fun this time of year.
It is, but in reality, I mean, honestly, I had Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday
mm-hmm.
booked of this week,
mm-hmm.
and I it had nothing to do with people not wanting to go.
No,
the weather sucked.
I mean, it sucked.
Yeah,
you and I got tomorrow, and that's it. Because I had the same thing.
Yep.
I had Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I put my Thursday till tomorrow, because they're retired. They can do things
they
like
can
that.
Do that.
You know. So yeah, but it's just for us, honestly. It's typical April,
mm-hmm.
As in fishing-wise mm-hmm. and weather-wise. It's just always – our March was amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
I'm really blessed. I mean, with that even still going on, we did catch in a few trips. Did we?
Yeah.
Did we not have our normal March?
The two middle weeks in March, I had great business.
TBC, we were running doubles every day.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Because
yep.
they unfortunately closed the golf course right there at the opening day of TBC.
Yep. And
everybody's in town going, what do we do now?
Yeah.
So, you know, the unfortunate thing when you have that kind of situation and there's a bunch of guys in town and they go, well, we could spend it on the golf course or spend it with you. Being a golf course closed, we're going to come spend it with you, which is great.
Yep.
But, man, to fish the river with the same group of guys for 2 or 3 days at one time.
I know.
I hate when people.
Yeah. So
you know,
are we going to go
down
to the A dock again today, Scott?
We're going to that E Creek again? Yeah, I guess. We'll probably make a round there.
Hey, Scott, you're getting a little too close. Hey, there's a sandbar right there.
If you remember those fish we caught, they're 50 feet this way. What are you doing 50 feet? I was like, got busted. enough. So yeah, it makes it. It does. I hate when people book me 2 and 3 days in a row. It just stinks.
It's okay offshore.
Or they say, hey, if the weather's crappy, we'll do an inshore day one day, and then when it gets pretty or whatever, let's do the offshore day on the next one.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
Absolutely.
But man, when you go to the same, because that's where the fish. And the problem is, you make that turn to go one way or the other, and up. Let's just say up north didn't treat me well that week. Okay, and you go, well, what the hell do I want to go up there for? Because I'm never going to get a bite. I'm going to turn around and come back down south again. And the guys are going to go, why the hell do I need to start down here? So you just go. What the hell? Let's just go south.
Hey, guys, we're going to go back to where we were yesterday where we caught the
fish. I told them that. I said, we're just going right back where we were.
Yep.
We're fine with that. I said, sorry, you're going to see the same scenery. Yep. I'll slow down a little bit more if you want to take a better look at it.
But other than that. I'll go 3,200 RPMs instead of 34. So it takes us a little longer. That's the truth. But those couple weeks, and then obviously in April, it's just had everybody freaked out. And I get it. I mean, it's
100%.
You and I were talking about this before we went on the air. I mean, I had somebody cancel for like April, today, cancel for April 26th. And I'm going, okay. I mean, I can't say anything, but I'm going, man, that's. You know, things are starting to turn around, and I'm going, look, that's fine.
I know. And it's the same thing. A day or two ago, I had the day before, or the day, whatever it was. I don't know, whatever. The day before you did, I had another one. And it was like, man, it's 2 weeks away. Right now, which is a great thing, folks, but keep in mind, still, we need to be careful for one another. But you're going to start seeing stuff opening back up. I mean, just, we talked all along. You did a great job by controlling it for the month and a half. Mm-hmm. Or whatever that you've controlled it for, but we got to keep America rolling. You can't stop.
Yeah, we got to go back to work. So, fished it all this week?
Nope.
Me neither.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I got tomorrow.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, I can really tell you that the brim are biting good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
How did the grass situation go at the pond?
It's not good.
Not good. Did you rake some?
Yeah, okay. I mean, we're literally physically raking it off of the surface. Okay. It's just so people know what we're talking about.
Side joke here.
Yeah, my pond at my property in Georgia is 5 acres, and it had grown some invasive weeds starting last year.
Milfoil and stuff is what we're talking about?
It's called coontail.
Coontail.
Okay. All right. And it gets really bad. And the biologist will tell you, who's a very good friend of mine, Scotty Brown, look, you got to get rid of it quick because it'll take over.
Is that the kind of stuff that just goes like straight up in the air
kind of stuff? Yeah. It looks like coontail.
It looks like coontail.
Yep. So Carrie and I killed it last year. And then when you kill it, it floats. And it makes a mat on the surface, which is even more of a mess than killing it, okay? Well, then as it dies, it makes another algae bloom, which is a surface algae bloom.
It's just like sargassum weed.
No. It's a green slime, the one that's on the surface.
Oh, it's a green slime.
Yeah, it's a green slime. So anyway, we killed that. Winter went through. Didn't get very cold this winter.
Nope.
And it came back.
Really?
Twofold. Twofold.
It said, try me again.
Exactly. And we killed it again. Well, this time when we killed, I mean, it's just, there's just this mat of dead weeds on the surface. And, I mean, literally we're taking a metal rake and wading out there and doing the twisty thing. And it's never ending. But my point is, I'm taking my landing next time. Because I could gather a lot of that stuff in a landing net.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My big landing net.
You're big, like your cobia net.
Yeah, like my cobia net.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
There's really not any restriction until you get to the beach, and that's when you kind of got it so you don't bend the handle.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, I mean, there's no weight to it. Water, you can swim on out there.
Exactly. But with that being said, being out there all the time, we're like, let's fish. We didn't do much bass fishing. Mostly brim and specks and it's now the one thing about all that grass is that the fish love it. They have a place to hide. You know, you can get up there and throw on the edge of it like you're throwing on the edge of lily pads and stuff. And they're all underneath it, man. When you throw something up there, they come. They come out. So
good specs.
Oh yeah, yeah. Some really nice specs. Yep. Had my my neighbor up there come up there, and he was throwing a beetle spin or something, and he took home a bucket load of them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah,
it's, he loves this time of year right here.
Oh,
there's, on that pond, it takes care of the freezer this time of year.
Yep, there's no doubt. I mean, and there's a few more people at this time of year with everything going on, knocking on the door asking if they can take home a mess of fish. You know, so you do what you can.
I got plenty. It's neighbors.
Yeah, it's neighbors.
They're watching out.
Absolutely,
you're gonna get to where you're not gonna be able to get up there. Hopefully.
Oh yeah, because I won't
be. Yeah, we're gonna be working.
I'm just starting next week is a little slow. The week after that, and then that brings in May.
And I'm anticipating for myself. Yes, the phone's gonna start ringing.
Yeah, May.
Even though it looks really sketchy right.
Well, because the other problem is that everything that we've had to reschedule.
Yes.
We're having to reschedule in May and June and July, so it's taking up a lot of our days. Anyway, we'll get into.
A few people fish this week.
Yeah, Leon. Leon's
been fishing. Captain Rob Bennett's been fishing. I mean, it's not been great because we all didn't fish for 2 days, okay?
Right.
So all they had to fish was Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
Wednesday and Thursday's been out.
Right.
Well, wait,
was it
raining? Monday was
I was
the
on
only
my
day.
Way home. Was it raining here this morning?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
Early, but by about 6:30-ish, 7 o'clock, it was over.
Yeah, I got you. 641-1010, 641-1010. Give us a call right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Man, I just looked at the forecast, and I'm like, all week, and including today, they were calling for 10 to 15 out of the east tomorrow. Now it's Friday, east, southeast, 15 to 24, 6. Oh, my gosh.
Tuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But coming from Captain Leon Dana, who doesn't look at weather forecasts.
No, obviously you don't,
caught
Leon.
In a frog swallower yesterday, and, like, I didn't text him and say, it's coming. But let's just stay out a few more minutes more to try to catch a fish.
Leon.
Yeah, I'm here and I'm guilty. Man, I wanted every bit of those last fish I knew that were there. we came back in the rain.
Leon, let me tell you what I did, all right? So I'm turkey hunting, right? And because Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the weather looked terrible here. It looked beautiful up there. And I did look at the forecast, but there was like 10% chance of rain yesterday morning, okay? So I get up early.
Right.
I walk my 2 miles. And, you know, I get everything set up, and I kind of hear this boom, 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 off in the distance. And I went, damn, that sounds like thunder. And it's 7:15, 7:20. You know what I mean? It's, you know, and a boom, boom, and it gets closer. And I don't have real good reception, you know? And I learned my lesson from last week, okay, because I got the WA bad last week. So I bring up the radar, and all I see is this red cell. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It wasn't that big either.
No, it was not. It went right. So, Leon, I learned my lesson. I didn't, like, go, oh, this isn't. No, I went straight to the box blind. Which is about, you know, 500 yards from there, and it came a pouring. I mean, like the lightning and this.
Really?
And yeah. And about that time, Chip calls me. And he goes, "Dude, I'm getting soaked." And I'm like, "Not me, brother. I'm sitting here high and dry in the box blind." I learned my lesson last week. Oh, and then it was so funny because that's the same system that got you later on, Leon. You know.
Woo.
Yeah.
Wow, that thing yesterday was incredible. Like, again, we
talked
back in the 80s when they're in that Kingfish tournament, we're trying to warm the pee hole in the engine. And, man, it was like this, and it was gorgeous. And, man, next thing you know, I walked back outside again and went, damn, I got to go back in and put some jeans on.
No,
it got cold.
No, Leon, same thing up there, because I once I got out of the box blind, you know, and I'm totally enclosed, and I got out and I went, holy crap, I'm glad I didn't get wet, because it'd be a long walk.
Yep,
it dropped big time.
I was all the way down at marker 38, Kevin, and I
got
a call.
Oh, my word.
Jonathan Bostwick calls me at the bridge and goes, you need to get back here right now. And I go, what's going on? He goes, well, yeah, you're going to get wet, but the temperature just dropped 15 degrees too. And I went, oh, this is not going to be a good run. I said, boys, put the rods up. We're going now. And we got all the way up to about 24 before we took it right in the teeth. I'm like, 10,000 BDs. And I mean, and then by the time we
got to the longest 3 miles.
Oh, it's crazy long.
Oh, it's brutal, dude, taking it, but you got to take it.
All right, so here, I got to ask you a question.
Do you carry goggles, Leon?
Yeah, I got the face mask, remember?
Okay,
you
that's
see
what
my
I thought.
Face mask? Oh, I love
yeah,
that
that's
thing.
Awesome.
Okay, I got to ask both of you a question.
Yeah.
If it comes down to pouring like that,
yep.
outside of lightning popping everywhere around uh-huh. you, where you just, do you go for it or do you slow down? Meaning do you just, redline it and just take it on the chin? Or do you just kind of?
It's different scenarios.
I'm just saying, no conditions, just rain.
No, I understand that, but if you can't see,
right?
You got to back.
You
got to back off. Okay.
Sure.
Personally, I go straight to an idle.
I agree.
And that way the T-top saves me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in Leon's boat. What difference does it make?
It don't matter then.
Yeah.
Redline it.
Yeah, redline it. But no, it,
Kevin,
with my boat, I go a slow idle.
Yep.
And keep everybody underneath the T-top yep. because most of the time it'll protect you from most of the rain.
And honestly, the Seafox does make it drips off really nice.
Yes, it does.
Behind you.
Yeah.
It doesn't roll up
That's
underneath
right.
it or
with big old T-tops.
You know,
yeah.
it kind of. I mean, if you ever looked at it. Straight away, it's kind of in like a little U-shape kind of little bit of form.
Yeah, it does.
And for some ungodly reason, you don't. Yeah, I agree.
Yep, Leon, okay. You?
Yes, sir. Oh, well, I'm hammering down. I said, bend over and kiss it because I'm hammering down. I just go, don't look up, head down, assume the position, we're going. And I just put my mask on and I'm doing 50, 55 all the way back. I want to get out of that.
There is nothing and just feeling like you're getting hit, like he said, with 10,000 needles.
Yeah.
And there's not a dang thing you could do about
it. No, especially in your boat, Leon, that little flats boat. I mean, there's hardly even a windshield.
There isn't.
But I will say this, that the front pulling platform that I put on there, it's like a spoiler. And for some reason, it really disrupts the air right in front of the center console. So... you're not, if you line up perfectly.
So your customers are taking it on the chin.
So stick your head through the bottom of that pulling platform and hold on.
Just mentally take that picture. Even mentioning that.
So the dude on your left and the right, they're taking it. They're taking the brunt of it.
I don't know if I'd rather you throw a line over the back of the boat and tow me back home.
You can get murdered some days, it's true.
Oh yeah. Yeah. When you stay out. So
there's no mercy on a flats boat.
No, there isn't. There is no mercy on a flats boat. Because I had one for years and
yep.
You're exposed. Let's just
the elements are gonna take hold of you.
Yeah. If it's rough, you're exposed. If it's raining, you're exposed. If it's cold, you're exposed. I mean,
sunny, you're getting burnt.
Sunny, exactly.
Right.
You're getting totally exposed. Yeah. And which may be the worst of all of them.
I have to agree.
Yeah, which may be the worst of all of them.
Honestly,
you're about the only one of us who's been fishing all week. We're all living vicariously through you. So how's it been?
Well. Yesterday I went out for 2 hours and we picked up a couple of nice redfish with some trout. The water in the valley I got a feeling there's going to be a discharge really soon from Sawgrass. The water's really dirty already. I expect it to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. If they do a release, that means it's going to probably be at least a week, if not two, before the water gets back to a normal sense of clarity for what we call the valley. I will also say this, is that last week I was, before this temperature change we had, I was flirting almost with 80-degree water temperature, and now I'm just above the 70s right now also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bait-wise in the valley, we have a lot of finger mullets still. There's just, it's everywhere. I'm still seeing Spanish all the way up here. I did see a triple tail jump close to my boat yesterday, which always leaves me the chance that we might get one of those guys. I'm catching the majority of my fish on mud minnows, and the shrimp still seem to be catching black drum and some sheephead here and there.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The drum bite waning off a little bit?
Well, I have been on a very slow black drum bite forever, it seems. But just in the other day, I've been starting to pick up some smaller ones, but they're just right there around that 12 to 14-inch size that you just go, yeah, it's nice. You throw it back. You know, it's not really something you talk about, but you're like, yeah, I caught some of these, but they're not keepers, you
I
know?
Got you. Right, I got you. Look, we're getting...
I'm probably a week away from never seeing another shrimp again until next October, November.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, I'll be switching over to strictly doing muds now and flounder fishing.
I thought you were becoming allergic to shrimp or something.
No, I'm just saying.
Right.
It's the water's going to, you know, this got to be the last little cold front, we'll call it, you know, I would think.
Should be.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
Yeah.
My, you know.
Papa used to tell me, my granddaddy used to tell me that you got to get through Easter.
Okay.
That's what he always said. Then you.
Well, we're a little early on Easter this year, so we're fine.
Yep.
But with that being said, I feel as though I'll start using little fishes here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty, Kevin, question. Has there been anyone that's been able to hit the beach to look for the little brown fish again lately? Or has the weather been too uncooperative?
No. Last day was...
Saturday.
Yeah, I guess Saturday or Friday was my last day when I went.
Yeah, no, Saturday... Gotcha. Saturday, talked to Captain Chris Schultz.
Mm-hmm. He's been wrecking them.
Dude, those guys, get this,
Leon. Crazy.
They had heard that there was some fish at the Red Top, so they go out of Mayport, and he said, we're tootling around the Red Tops. We don't see anything for an hour, and they all looked at you. I guess that supposedly they missed the forecast Saturday. Everybody said that the ocean was beautiful Saturday.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be like 3 to 5 or something like that.
Yep, and he goes, hey, guys, you want to go? And they're like, where? They go, let's just, we know they're at Flagler.
100 miles?
Oh, my God.
It's not 100 miles. From the Red Tops?
It's 17. It's 17 from the Red Tops to St. Augustine Inlet.
Right.
So and another 17 down to there, to Matanzas.
That does not equal 100, bro.
I know. I'm just doing the math.
What's the round trip on that?
Well, it is 100 miles round trip.
Oh, round trip. Absolutely. Yeah, they take off and they go and get their limit. And
really?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
in a bay boat.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? That sounds like something Leon would do.
And he's throwing fly rods on them, too. He ain't playing.
Yeah, he did.
He's fly rodding them.
Not all of them.
But
he caught his first keeper on a fly rod. Yep. I think this week is what he said.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that cool? That's way cool.
Yeah, that does sound something like Leon would have done when he was young and stupid.
Yeah, with his jet ski.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I you're half still right on that, you know.
Which, the young or the stupid part?
I think it's more like the stupid part.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
We only get better with age, Leon.
Really? I hope that happens.
Yeah. I'm waiting on that age thing. Leon, tides. Are you fishing in the morning?
11 o'clock tomorrow. Going out at 11.
Okay.
I'm going to fish that last bet outgoing. What outgoing I can get.
It's really high right now, Leon, down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are spooking me at starting at 8 o'clock.
I'm just telling you, I'm not starting at 9, and I think I'm starting too early.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I just
11.
Came over the bridge.
Okay.
At 6, and there's no grass. Unless we're going marsh hen hunting first thing at 8, that's the only thing you're going to do.
All right. During the break, I will text my charter.
You do whatever you want. Look at what time is low tide
I'm just
tomorrow?
Saying.
Yeah, just saying, yeah.
What
I mean,
time is low tide?
Well, hell, I had been here. You know, Leon, seriously. Sometimes the tide charts
are
way off. They're way off.
It was humping it out of the east northeast out of here today.
Yeah, I know.
And then if it's still going to be east southeast tomorrow,
yeah,
it's still going to hold in a little bit.
Because, Leon, you know as well as I do that you fish 3, 4, 5 days in a row.
You get it nailed down.
You get it nailed down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, honestly, out of the game.
I haven't fished in a week, so I'm poking at 9 o'clock.
And you're looking at tide charts, you're going, okay, well, it says 11 o'clock. What do you know, 8 o'clock sounds good, but not from what you guys are telling me.
No, but Kevin, if you hear Sky say, I'm starting at 9 o'clock, and then you ask me, and I say 11, and you know damn good and well there's a 2-hour difference, you better start making that phone call here after this break.
I got it.
Well, no, to go down and fish your little spot then.
Oh, I will, but I don't.
Leave at 8:30 then.
Well, they probably won't. Gasper's not going to show up till 8:30 anyway. So
that's true. That's true.
I'll take my time. Plus, he loves to trout fish, so I'll throw some corks.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm just saying that what I saw in the tides, there's not, and when it does go, I guarantee it's going to release.
Right.
I mean, we're not going to be able to fish anything on the main river.
Yes.
You know.
Go ahead, Leon.
Man. If I sure as hope this water discharge doesn't happen. It's already, the water's already in the valley. It's pretty beat up from this rain. And I'd give anything to have the water that you have at least at the airport. It never flushes, you know. It dilutes. That's all it does.
Nope. Yesterday, Rob said it looked like chocolate milk. He was high hook on catfishes.
Oh.
He caught one drum, one decent little drum, about an 18-inch drum, and one overslot red. Other than that, it was sharks, stingrays, and kitties.
Oh.
A few jacks, a few ladies.
Great day. Well, you know what? Here, Leon, the bad news is Saturday 50%, Sunday 50%, Monday 80%. So.
Are you kidding me?
No, it looks like trash all next week until like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday looks like your next dice day.
Yeah. You know what you better do? You better go buy you some plastic worms with some weedless hooks because you're going to be bass fishing.
You're going with Chip this weekend with the dogs.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
You and Chip are going to become Georgia roommates now.
Yeah. You can run some charters on my pond if you want to.
Yeah.
Pug charters. I'll bring all the dogs up.
$50 for a cane pole special.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep. You are guaranteed your limit of brim.
Four people for $50.
Yep.
The only cane pole special around. Fitty.
Yep. Fitty.
Oh, dear God.
And all you got to do is bring a loaf of bread, baby.
I was going to say, either that or $5 gets you a bucket full of crickets.
Yeah. Oh, a loaf
either
of bread.
That or-
in a roll of toilet paper. You fish all day.
What do you do with toilet paper?
That went right over your head, didn't it?
Yeah. I thought you were like putting the bread on or something.
Damn, Leon.
A lot of things get over Scotty's head. Have you seen how tall he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, that's funny.
Oh, Leon, we got to go. I got to go on that note.
All right.
Thanks, Leon. Bye.
No problem, buddy.
Oh, how did you miss that one, Scotty? 641-1010, 641.
That's why I haven't found toilet paper in the supermarkets.
Oh, you're listening.
Use it for brim fishing.
Yeah, no. I'll just say if you come brim fishing, I'll exchange it for a roll of
toilet paper.
Yeah.
I got it now.
Mo, Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Cap Scott, and I'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I am Captain Scott Shank, always with my good buddy, Captain Kevin Favor.
That's me.
7-8, Thursday nights.
Oh, by the way, we are on Wednesday next week because the draft is on Thursday evening.
Okay, so we got to do Wednesday.
That's obviously a big evening.
We do an 8
for 1010XL. No, we're 7-8.
7-8 on Wednesday?
Wednesday
okay.
evening.
Okay.
Then we go right back to Thursday evening.
Right back to Thursday? Yep. We got to give him the draft.
Yeah, we got to give him the draft.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
Oh.
You think?
Well, the funny thing is that's all we've basically been able to talk about.
Can you – and how funny that's going to be? Yeah. There's going to – it's all going to be by webinar or whatever they call it or whatever? Instead of, you know, literally just seeing the guy come up there and –
I'm glad they're having it.
Oh, hell
because
yeah.
we all need –
You need something to look for right now. Yeah.
So
Goodell's doing it from his basement.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's going to be in his basement doing it.
Nuh-uh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just going to be crazy to watch that.
Hey, just have the draft. I don't care where he is.
Yeah, no, I just
really
want to know where
matter.
The heck who's
yeah,
got what.
I don't care. I don't care if they do it in front of an audience or whatever.
You could show me in a paper as long as the paper came out early the next day.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So, no, I want to watch it on TV. I want to see it live. I want to see who we draft. I'm all about it.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to 1010XL.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's true. We could listen to that in the background just shut TV down.
Yep. Is Chip hanging on?
Yeah, Chip's there.
Chippy.
Come in.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Nothing. I was dying listening to you guys talk to Leon. So it's always
entertaining. Okay, so I'm challenged on height. Okay, get over it.
I wasn't talking referring to that. I'm just everything
else. Oh, I thought
you'd
do that in the toilet paper because that went over my head too.
I did like the toilet paper one though. So I can actually say I am sick of hunting. I'm ready to go fishing. So.
You at least killed one.
Yeah, and I've also paid my dues for it, too. Kevin was talking about that storm. You know, I'm sitting there looking at the radar. I go, oh, it's going to go by. It's going to go to the north. And no, it didn't.
It looked that way. It did.
Yeah.
You're right, Chip, because I you know what? I was sitting there and I went, you know, that's the same thing you said last week, dumbass. And I was like, I am not going to do this again. I went out there. I ran out there and grabbed that decoy and put the decoy in front of the box blind.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, what's the difference between me killing him out of a box blind or out of a, you know, sitting on the ground?
In a storm like that, do they walk? Because, I mean, a deer don't.
A deer
beds down and he's done.
The turkeys don't walk. They go into an open field. And I was in an open field.
Oh, and they just rather stay out in that weather?
They can't hear anything when they're in the woods.
I got
because
it.
Of the rain.
Because the echo and all that kind of stuff.
So they go to the open fields and they kind of like huddle up.
Really?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yep, they sure do.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, it was
hey,
bad.
But the funny thing is, you got to think about it this way, guys. How many times do we talk to each other, especially offshore? Hey, you think that's going to go by Serenata?
Yes.
We'll run a little bit south?
Yes.
And all of a sudden that joker goes, woof.
Yep.
And it just gets huger and you go, what do you want to do now? Because now we're north of Serenata because it was going to come through the inlet.
I hate that
and
feeling.
Now it groups up where it is coming through the inlet and over top of you.
Yeah.
Then what the hell do you do?
Yeah, you know what? You take it right on the chin.
Take it on the chin. And
like Chip did yesterday
drop
morning.
Drop your antennas, pull the rods down, lay them on the deck, and that's it.
That is such a hateful feeling, too,
and
Chip.
We're all going together.
It's like, gosh darn it, you know, because we're all like, okay, because we always know when it gets to about Gainesville.
You yes.
know, we're always.
You got an hour and a half.
You got an hour and a half, you know, and sometimes it's a little quicker. But you always have that pop-up one.
Mm-hmm.
That
blows up in front of that one.
That blows up in front of that one, yeah.
Because it has the energy to do it.
Yeah.
And it's always like, well, I'll tell you, you know. And again, I know Jacksonville's got it. I know for the most part everybody does. But we got enough big boats that are out there around us that time of year that have the radar going and can actually read the radar.
Right, yeah.
And, you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
Anyhow, so they're pretty good with us. You know, hey, guys, you know, it's just hitting the St. John's River right this second. You know,
yep.
By the time you pack it in, you're probably going to get, you know, you could beat it right now. You know, and that's lucky enough, you know, most of the time we do beat it.
And, Chip, I'm the first one to leave. I always am.
You're never tournament time, though. When you're fishing in a tournament, you got stuck out
tournament.
There in that last one.
Oh, the one last year.
The one last year with you
City.
And Schulte, and I told you on the radio, and I was back at the dock at 1:30, 2 o'clock, and
that's
you
good.
Stuck it out till 5, and it did it the entire time for 4 hours?
It was.
Uh-uh.
It
blew
was
40 knots.
Unbelievable. And it was right out of the south-southeast, uh-huh. too, man. It was. But we caught a fish, by
you
God.
You did. You made the board, so I can't.
Right.
I took that one on the chin.
Yeah. We put one on the board at the last minute. Yep. Yep, and here's the funny thing about that, Chip, is that it was and Scott exaggerated just a little bit, but it was 3 o'clock and we didn't have to be in until 5, and I was like, James, look, We're just sloshing it over the bow.
Not only that, but when I tell you the sky is black, the sky was black.
Yeah.
I'm not even blacker than dark at night.
And he's like, we got an hour and a half. Like, no, we gotta go, man. we gotta go.
That purple black is what scares me. When it gets that purple black cloud building,
But we've all had storms like that, just like the one you and I kind of went through on Thursday, but. That particular storm came in on the beach at Matanzas, and it was going to go off.
Yep,
it was going to go on off and circled and came right down the beach.
Yep.
And I mean,
what makes that do that?
I don't know.
There was no
because
change
I was
wind.
At the captain's house.
Yeah, because you were at the captain's house. I was just south of you by the
Holy
inlet.
Holy shnikes! It got
dude,
ugly.
That wind came up. And you could feel that temperature drop. I don't know, 20 minutes or so before that storm got there, It went from slick calm to start picking up a ripple to a 1 foot steady wind chop. And it was like, I told my boys, I said, y'all reel them up. We gone.
Yeah, we out of here.
I'm gone.
Yep. And 2 years before that, Chip, this is honest to goodness truth, Ancient City. I fished Matanzas. and a damn storm came off at the captain's house and turned around and went north. We went southwest. It turned into a northeast storm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going in Matanzas on a northeast wind.
Uh-uh.
And this started at like 1 o'clock. Chip, uh-huh. Okay. And I thought, it'll calm down by 3. It got worse. We beat our way back. And I mean. From Matanzas back to the end of dude, we beat our way back.
I put the boat,
that's 2 years in a row that I've had some funky storm. Yeah, because when I got back, Scott was like, is the boat still in one piece?
Because that was the day before, because that was the year that we caught them all at 9 Mile, all them big fish.
Yep.
And I had our good friend, I can't remember the little kid's name now. Remember, I caught the winning fish.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I caught the winning fish at. She's a dentist.
Yep.
And I caught the winning fish at 9 Mile for the kid for the junior category.
Yep.
That was 36-7. We won the juniors, and I said, Kevin goes, "You going back there?" I said, "Hell yeah! I won the juniors out of there. I'm going to catch two real quick in plates."
Yep.
And Kevin goes, "I'm not. And I'm going to Matanzas." I said, "Okay, whatever. We'll talk." So we went on a double secret probation channel.
Cindy. Yep.
Gosh. And that kid can fish. Dang, that little boy is so freaking on.
Yep.
Asa?
I don't know.
Anyhow, at the time, Chip, he was not even 11.
No, yeah, absolutely. No.
And it was me and my brother
and
his son, Fisher Juniors, and with this little, oh my gosh, this kid. I mean, cleared stuff, did stuff, caught the fish. I mean, I never had told him a daggum thing, and he fished me a few different times, and man, the kid was awesome. But anyhow, yeah, me and Kevin were talking. I said, it's 11:30. I'm seeing this thing just getting ugly back to the west. And I go, I don't know, dude. I think it might be coming down by you. And he goes, okay, well, I'm just going to. And man, woo.
Yeah.
That was hours of storm there. That was ugly. Lightning popping everywhere
well,
I
guys-
come through the inlet. Scared to death, dude. I'm not even holding a wheel, just driving with my feet. It was bad.
Bad.
Bad lightning popping.
Well, you guys were talking about long runs with Chris. I've seen Leon. We were fishing separate boats, obviously. He had a charter, and I was doing one. We're down at Volano Rocks, and he looks at me, and he goes, I'm going bull red fishing. I'm like, we're catching big reds. He's like, nah, we're going to the Dames Point. So he turns around after running all the way from Palm Valley to Volano, turns around and runs all the way up to the Dames Point to bull red fish. And I'm like, okay. There you see him going
away. It's only a 4-hour, right?
Yeah, it's only a 4-hour. Oh my gosh!
Even doing 50, it's still what, almost a 30-minute run? Even you guys?
It's more than that. So,
oh my gosh! From
I've run it.
From Volano to because it takes me like about 30 minutes to run from Comanche Cove to Palm Valley outdoors if I got to get bait.
That's right. Yeah.
Which used to have to.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about a Dames Point.
No. That's like 45, 50 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you got
with all the no-wake zones.
You got no-wake zones.
It's a solid hour.
Solid hour.
Yeah.
You're right.
But, I mean, you know, it's if you produce the fish, it doesn't really matter.
That's just Leon.
Yeah, exactly. you know.
Well, y'all's little horsepower suck gas anyhow. They just sip it.
Yeah. Well, if you're doing 50, they're sucking it down pretty quick. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah,
we open them up, they definitely do. But I heard Kevin ask Leon if he had goggles. I keep a pair of ski goggles on the boat just for that. You know, and those amber lenses light up everything, so even when it gets dark and gnarly, you can still see real well. So, and it takes that sting out.
I remember people that had swim masks and a snorkel so they could breathe whenever they were coming in. They had a snorkel so they didn't have to open up their mouth or whatever.
You know, it looks funny, but it makes sense.
But you pull up that little – the head buff, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Up over that snorkel right there where all you got sticking out is your little nose because you got the goggles on.
Uh-huh.
You got, you know, your swimming goggles and a snorkel. The hell else do you need? You're fine.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Breathe away. Glasses ain't gonna fog up.
It's got to look funny.
Oh, dude, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'd have to take a picture of that while I'm driving by.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I mean, but you know what? As much as we're on the water, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get caught.
You are. And, I mean, we are in charge of people's safety.
That's right.
I mean, we have to do whatever we have to do to get you back home. Safe. And I like
to
get back home too.
And Chip, I know you'll agree and Scott will agree. That feeling that you get in your gut when you're sitting there and you're like, probably should go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But hey, you know, we got another 40 and these guys
exactly.
You know, it'll make them happy. And,
yeah.
But then you're going, I'm going to really piss them off if I got to run through this storm.
Yeah,
for the next
exactly.
10 miles.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Because a lot of people. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've had one where I hear thunder from way away, and I look at the guys and go, put them up. And
yep.
They're like, what? I go, put them up now. And they're like, why? I go, put them up. And we're running back, and we get drilled with rain,
yep.
And there's lightning popping everywhere. And, you know, I get them back to the dock safe, and they look at me with big eyes, and they go, we won't question that again. I'm like, yeah, once you hear one, I'm done.
Yep.
You know,
no, I agree.
You don't know where it's coming from.
And I've done that numerous times where I make that turn and I'm going underneath the Volano Bridge and it looks like hell.
Yep.
You know, and people are like, you know, they're like, damn, I'm glad you made that call when you did, you know.
Or yourself where you could still fish, but at least get to crawl up underneath the bridge. I'm not saying that's the safest thing to do, but I mean, you know, there is, you know, and lucky enough, Mariner's rules are, you know, in a situation, it don't matter if it's a private dock, a city dock, or whatever.
Right.
You can pull up there and get you well as your clients out of harm.
Well, again, we do this for a living, and we've done this for a living for a long time. We've been in these situations. We don't like it.
Nope.
Okay? But a lot of our clients have never been in that situation. So the first time that you're in that situation, it really sucks because you're scared to death. you know what I mean? For us, we're nervous, you know, because we got to take care of our folks.
Right.
You know? And obviously, we don't want anything to happen to us either. But for the people who, I mean, I've had people petrified.
Oh, crying.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah. Because
crying.
They're like, really? We're going in that inlet? And I'm like, yes, we have to.
We have to go through it.
Hold
on. Yeah. You know? But with that being said, guys, think about this, though, real quick. Okay. How many days have a storm came through early? We're trolling season. 11 o'clock.
Yep.
12 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. You still had hour and a half, 2 hours to go legit on the charter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you go, hey, you know, let's do this. There's a little sandwich. Let's go get a little bite to eat or lunch or whatever. There's a lounge. Thank you for Comanche Cove for the nice lounges. We go in here, take a little siesta real quick. But I'm telling you, these things are going to chew as soon as Lightwell stays running with the pogies in them.
Love those days.
And run straight back to the beach.
Love those days. Absolutely. Chip, thanks, buddy.
See you guys.
Great. Hey,
great job as usual.
Protect those brim and specs. Don't let anybody in there.
That's right. I'm coming home tomorrow morning, so.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Okay.
Got things to do on the boat, so.
All right, buddy.
All right.
See you guys.
See you soon.
See
you. Bye, buddy.
641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Moe South Coast Grill Fishing Forecast. Didn't talk a lot of fishing there because Chip hadn't been fishing.
We haven't been fishing, so what do you want me to talk to you about? I can lie, but it's not going to help anybody.
Well, let's look at more intense into the forecast.
We will.
Because I know people are wanting to go copia fishing and stuff coming
up. Hell, I want
to
go fishing tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, and here's the deal. The beaches have opened.
Yes.
In Jacks Beach. You can go fishing.
You can go fishing, and hiking, jogging.
I don't know this. I have no insight. I'm assuming St. John's County will be somewhere behind.
I wouldn't say it would be too far.
Right.
I mean, usually our commission meet on Tuesday nights.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that being said, I know most of you have heard this and the other. Captain Scott and I started our own little tackle company, and we really specialize in surf fishing stuff, the Pompano, Whiting rigs. So with everything opening back up, Strike Zone has them.
Chenungs down in St. Augustine and Oldest City Bait and Tackle.
As a matter of fact, the girls, I mean, literally right now are downstairs.
They're downstairs. We're getting a break from doing that.
Yeah. It's called Captain's Choice Tackle.
It is.
And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Good stuff. It's all hand-tied. Quality hooks. Quality tackle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's stuff that we use, and everybody's always asking us, hey, you know, you tie your own rigs. Well,
yeah.
We tie our own rigs, and we appreciate your support.
We do.
It's pretty cool stuff.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I know we had a decent sale with Strike Zone, and within a week they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the process of
filling them up this weekend.
Restocking.
Yes, yeah. I like restocking.
I like restocking. Hey, if we can't fish, you know, at least we can make rigs.
Yeah.
So it's
go buy our stuff, people. Don't buy the others, buy ours.
Yeah. Well, there is a difference in quality.
There's a huge difference in quality.
Yeah. And it's not much more in,
nope,
in cost.
They're not machine done, promise you.
They are not.
My fingers are blood red.
We will be back in studio, myself, Loggeman, Captain Kirk Waltz with the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday from 7 to 10. So make sure you listen. I know that Loggeman's been turkey hunting all week. Mm-hmm. I've turkey hunted a few times, and I'm sure Kirk has been fishing. So we'll have everything covered with the woods and the water with the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning.
And then next week, don't forget, we'll be on Wednesday night from 7 to 8 because of the draft.
The draft. Yep. Can you believe they would knock us off because of the NFL
draft? I know. Who's more important here?
Yeah, the Moe Southwest. Hey,
Michael, appreciate that little intel right there.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Come on, Michael.
Chuckle.
But we heard it.
Yeah. Next time I'm going to be a breath.
Oh, folks, have a great weekend. And enjoy the fishing because it's good and it's only going to get better.
It is.
See ya.